Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. We'll want to get you a check of the energy sector. U.S. natural gas for February delivery jumps as much as 72%. That is, Chevron hits a record high ahead of earnings, and Brent cracked $90 a barrel before a slight retreat. Here with more on all of that and how crude settled, the one and only Jared Ligry.
Well, with an intro like that, I'd hate to disappoint. Crude oil for March futures, WTI talking here, just settled at $86.61 per barrel, still trading the electronic market, not even off 1%. And we can see the strength in oil just by charting the price. Not today, but let's take a year-to-date view. As we've been tracking, energy is by far the year's out performer. You can see that continuing here in the futures. Also want to get a quick check of Brent. As you said, Karina, did top $90 per barrel yesterday, falling a little bit today, but nevertheless, we've seen some real strength in these energy markets recently. Also want to check out what's going on in our energy heat map, and specifically with Chevron, because earlier today, Chevron hit a record intraday high, also hit one yesterday, but this would be the first record close in 4 years. You'd have to go back to 2014 to see this level. You can see it's basically done nothing for about 10 years until finally breaking out. Now, what happens from now, it's usually you get a breakout, a pause, a consolidation, and then a move in the continuing direction. If we were to fall back below here and sell off, probably going to test some lower levels there, but hard to imagine what would precipitate that with crude oil at seven-year highs, guys.
Okay, Jared Ligry, thank you so much for that. And fuel costs are one of the major challenges that airlines are facing.